Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is January 4th, 2013. And here's a quick look at what's coming up.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, the Department of Homeland Security bought even more ammunition to add to their high-capacity magazines and staggering pile of 1.6 billion rounds. Plus, David Knight takes a look back at the major battles for the Bill of Rights. Then, hammers have claimed the lives of more Americans than rifles, as handymen freely roam the streets of America. All that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, the federal government continues to arm itself to the teeth while the Obama administration pushes for gun control. Earlier this week, it was announced that the Department of Homeland Security has awarded a company a contract worth over $45,000 to provide the DHS with 200,000 more rounds of bullets. This new purchase adds to the staggering figure of 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition that has already been secured by the DHS over the last 9 months. So, are they preparing for some kind of like a Red Dawn style invasion? Do they think that maybe Russia is going to attack, or are they worried that North Korea is going to invade the United States of America, or are they stockpiling all this ammunition in preparation for war against the American people? I mean, you have to wonder. The bullets are to be delivered to a training site in North Charleston, South Carolina, which specializes in maritime law enforcement and port security training. And this is interesting. The winner of the contract to provide the DHS with the ammunition is Avion Group Incorporated. This is an organization that was formed just 5 days before the announcement of the solicitation. It looks like these guys are a front group. I mean, they don't have any business assets to speak of. There's no real genuine physical address. They don't have a website. Hell, they don't even have a phone number. So, you know, who are these guys? And you know that this is yet another blatant contradiction of the Obama administration, who's going around preaching gun control while at the same time arming itself to the teeth. You know, I mean, this is an arsenal that they have right now that would be enough to wage a full-scale 7-year ground war against the American people. I mean, it is truly staggering, the stockpile of weapons and ammunition that has been recently accumulated by the federal government. And like Mike Adams noted on our show here recently, an American citizen is considered to be a stockpiling terrorist prepper if he, you know, owns 1,000 rounds of ammunition. Meanwhile, the federal government, they can go out and purchase billions of rounds of ammunition, and the mainstream media doesn't even question it. So, you know, it's definitely a double standard there. Meanwhile, Obama continues to exploit the Sandy Hook massacre, 3 weeks after the shooting. The White House has released a new photo op of Obama. Well, he looks upset there at the moment that he was told the news about Sandy Hook. This despite the fact that, you know, drone strikes personally approved by Barack Obama have killed dozens of children around the world. And our very own Aaron Dykes took one look at this photo op, and I guess you could say it kind of got under his skin, because this definitely resembles more state propaganda. Here's Aaron Dykes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Dykes here for InfoWars.com. Obviously, I don't need to explain to you how the system is trying to use the Sandy Hook shooting tragedy to advance its gun control agenda. But a further horrible exploitation, a really sad tragedy, is the extent to which we have state-controlled media that deliberately puts out images and media hoaxes to try to play with your sympathies. You've already seen Obama caught shedding these fake tears after the Sandy Hook shooting tragedy, where he got up and gave a press conference and read the children's names, despite the fact that week after week he orders these drone strikes and people die in this country and he isn't concerned about it. But now, more than 2.5 weeks after the shooting, the White House has released another so-called official photo showing Obama bowing his head in anguish, grief at the Oval Office, the Daily Mail says. Picture of the terrible moment Obama was told about the Sandy Hook shootings is released. The photo is indeed very sympathetic. But is it even real? I would question it right away. He's calling it the worst day of his presidency. Well, have we forgotten that not that long ago, after the bin Laden raid, they claimed to have released this famous White House photo of Hillary Clinton and Obama and Joe Biden and a who's who of top advisors, Robert Gates, supposedly looking on, watching the Osama raid footage. Hillary has her hand over her mouth. It's such a dramatic and tense moment, the day that justice finally caught up with those evil terrorists. The only problem was, it turned out it was fake. The CIA admitted there was no live footage of the raid and that basically this was a staged PR photo at the White House. Now, perhaps they were getting certain types of reports if this was even a real event. We haven't seen bin Laden's body and all the evidence of the story doesn't add up. The story's been changed. We've seen so many lies from this administration, the Bush administration, and on, but certainly, without a doubt, the idea that this photo was the moment they witnessed bin Laden being killed in a raid was completely phony. So for that reason, and the fact that Obama was caught with these fake tears, this crocodile tears sympathy for the children, there's every reason to question this latest White House photo, and why would they release it more than 2.5 weeks after the incident? Well, obviously so they can continue to play upon the sympathies, to milk empathy from the public as they try to convince us that gun control is for the best. Again, he calls this the worst day of his presidency. Well, back during the bin Laden raid, he called it the most important single day of his presidency. It's the same kind of propaganda lines that you see over and over. Don't forget the whole Jessica Lynch story in Iraq was a fraud. Just last summer, in July, concerning the Syria matter, we caught the European media photoshopping this image of a man fleeing with his baby and his wife in a burqa, only they changed out the background to make it appear there was a bombed out war zone going on, completely manipulating the facts to sell an image of a war, to sell an image of the need for gun control, to sell an image of a president in charge, when again he's just a master of ceremonies. This is ceremonial, folks, and it goes back to the kind of state propaganda we saw in classic communist regimes. Joseph Stalin, Lenin, Mao, you name it. Remember when Kim Jong-il died, all the fake tears in North Korea. Even the BBC published the headline, "How genuine are the tears in North Korea?" And indeed, they look very phony. You go back, the whole cult of personality, that famous song you hear on rock radio all the time, goes back to the classic era of Joseph Stalin, where he sold himself as a father of the country and that everyone was his children. They had statues and ceremonies where they displayed devotion, and he was meant to look strong but also sympathetic towards the people, and all kinds of images and posters and propaganda put out to support this idea. Obviously, it's not limited to Stalin. It's very classic of a government-controlled tyranny where they want to sell you on the power, prestige, and the lovingness of your dear leader. That's what's going on in this propaganda photo released by the White House to continue to milk the Sandy Hook tragedy. Thanks for watching. I hope we can wake up to these deceptions going on and say no. Hold on to our principles and not get sucked into this emotional storm so that we can keep our Constitution and Bill of Rights and reinvigorate them and nullify any attempts at gun control, because it's unconstitutional and it's against our God-given rights that are only outlined in the Bill of Rights and Constitution but not granted by that Constitution and Bill of Rights. Aaron Dyke signing off for InfoWars.com.
Now, yesterday, Illinois Democrats lost their bid to pass a firearms confiscation bill. It was close, but no cigar. Fortunately, they didn't get quite enough support for legislation that would have outlawed semi-automatic rifles, pistols and shotguns. Pump action shotguns would have been outlawed as well. They even wanted to ban the classic M1 rifle and even the 1911 based pistols. All of those would have been banned had the bill passed. Fortunately, it failed. But these treasonous lawmakers don't give up so easily. And mark my words, they will be back. Following their failure yesterday, Democrats have pledged to reintroduce legislation that will outlaw the Second Amendment. And keep in mind that the Illinois Senate committee that tried to push this through, well, it consisted of both Democrats and Republicans. These are individuals who swore an oath to, you know, defend the Constitution. As far as I'm concerned, they are now committing perjury to their oath of office. This is a serious offense, and they need to be held accountable. And Illinois Governor Pat Quinn, he has also indicated that he too will push for outlawing semi-automatics. So there you go. Now on the flip side to all this, we do have good news. There is a police chief in Pennsylvania who is proposing a Second Amendment preservation ordinance. And, you know, the town is small, but the message is clear. Do not infringe. A police chief in Gilberton, Pennsylvania, which is a small town with a population of only 867 people, well, they are proposing a Second Amendment preservation notice that Police Chief Mark Kessler plans to present to the city council. The ordinance, if adopted, would formally require the city to enact any and all measures necessary to prevent the violation of the Second Amendment by any federal, state, or local entity. So it's pretty simple. What they want to do is formally recognize the Second Amendment to the Constitution that guarantees our right to keep and bear arms. The right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned. So no doubt this ordinance is also intended to send a clear message to Washington and the media for that matter, as Police Chief Mark Kessler stated that he felt the need to stand up to the fools out there who are demanding stricter gun control in the wake of the Sandy Hook massacre. So, you know, you can read the ordinance yourself. It is posted right now on Infowars.com. And I believe there's the link right there. And look, you know, if dozens or hundreds or even thousands of cities and states across the country take similar action, perhaps any attempt to pass, you know, these draconian gun control laws where they can be pushed back or stopped completely. One can only hope. So way to go, Police Chief Mark Kessler. We salute you for standing up to protect our Second Amendment. After all, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Meanwhile, we are witnessing the avalanche of attacks on our Second Amendment by the mainstream media, and now even foreign media and governments, they are piling on as well. You know, it first started with the British redcoat Piers Morgan over there at CNN, and now, as USA Today highlights, the Piers Morgan controversy has inflamed a global gun control debate with foreign media personalities around the world lecturing Americans on what rights we should be able to exercise. And man, this even includes ridicule from the communist Chinese government, who are calling on Barack Obama to declare war on the Second Amendment and disarm U.S. citizens as soon as possible. And that brings us to a video rant that was put together by Melissa Melton and Jakari Jackson as they analyze the attacks by the mainstream media on our Second Amendment. Let's take a look.
I'm Melissa Melton here with Jakari Jackson for InfoWars Nightly News. And I was sitting here just a little bit ago. We were talking about our demand a plan democide video that we just got done shooting, and doing some more research and came across something that blew both of our minds, and we had to share it with you both right now. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, Steve Watson wrote an article, The Economist Calls for Repealing the Second Amendment. If you want to come over here and take a look at this. The Economist had an article, New Town's Horror, only drastic gun control could make a big difference. Small measures can help a bit. Small measures, right? Then you scroll down a little bit into this article. If you want to be safer, it says, change the Constitution.
The same Constitution that keeps them safe to do the things that they want to do.
Exactly. So they want to change the Constitution, but they don't actually come out and say the Second Amendment. They just say change the Constitution. Well, let's fast forward to today when just a little bit ago I came across this, which came out at 1 p.m.
Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair. This is in their politics section. Kurt Eichenwald, let's repeal the Second Amendment. And I'm going to scroll this article just a little bit if I can because it's really long. Check this out. This is a really long plea to repeal our Second Amendment. It's not a joke. And the argument he's trying to make is right here on the subject of grammar. Let's start with the words that now exist. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Then he goes on to say that if you compare it with the bill at the National Archives, there's no comma behind militia. A well-regulated militia being, and somehow that comma being out of there changes the whole entire meaning, and therefore we don't deserve to have a Second Amendment. We don't have the right to keep and bear arms unless we're a well-regulated militia.
And that comma is going to keep you safe from threats, foreign and domestic as well.
Exactly. And so far we've seen a lot. Like if you go to Google News and you check it out, there's a lot of stuff on here that says repeal the Second Amendment, but all of these places, like, for example, the Huffington Post, they have one. See if we can find it. It'll say, time to repeal the Second Amendment. Seriously. But they put it in their opinion section, the blog. So that way they can pass it off as if they're not the one saying it, even though obviously they are, since right. It's on there. I mean, you've got another one here. Repeal the Second Amendment. Guns are not sacred. Children are. This is on the statesmanjournal.com. However, it's filed under opinion. And that's how they get away with doing it. This new Vanity Fair piece, however, right here, scroll back up. This is just in their politics section. This is straight up, let's repeal the Second Amendment.
Exactly. And it's just more of a saying, if we can look over here, you see communist Chinese government calls for Americans to be disarmed. Yeah, I'm sure they'll love that. And if nothing else, let's just think about if we give up all of our guns, private citizens, that's why nobody wants to invade the United States. What's the quote? If we invaded the United States, there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass. Nobody wants to parachute into here. They're not going to try the Red Dawn scenario because that's pretty much target practice for us here in the United States of America. We have some more if we can look at some of these other tabs. Media ignores shooting stopped by law-abiding gun owner. This is after Sandy Hook, but of course you're not going to hear about it on your mainstream channels. This is where somebody was armed. I believe it was an officer, had a concealed carry and stopped a shooting because they were armed.
Here's another one. Home Alone 12-year-old shoots intruder.
That's where everybody says kids should never hold a gun. See, this little girl was home alone in Oklahoma. Intruder busted in. She ran to the closet. She tried to hide herself. She didn't use the gun as the first act of defense, but the intruder came to the closet where she was. She shot the intruder, and she is still alive and well today. But, of course, you're not going to hear about things like this. You're going to hear about these shootings, these school shootings, which they are tragedies. They are tragedies. But, yeah, let's look at this one as well. This guy was, you know, there at the mall. Somebody came in with a gun. This guy just pulled out his pistol. He didn't even fire it. He just pulled out his pistol. The gunman turned the gun on himself and ended his life.
And that was right after the shooting, too.
Yeah, and I bet you didn't hear about that.
You didn't hear about that at all.
On your mainstream channels.
What you will hear on the mainstream channels all the time is that we are bad because we want to have a Second Amendment.
Right.
We're demonized. We're the children killers.
You're the child killers. You're the racist.
Oh,
because, only white people use guns is what they want you to believe.
Mr. Eichenwald actually says it right here at the bottom of the giant tome he's written to repealing our Second Amendment. Some will rage about this idea, saying that they have the right to protect themselves. Well, so do the rest of us. The right to protect ourselves from them. He's saying he has the right to protect himself from us because we're gun owners. But you know, Communist China's over here. They're calling for us to be disarmed. However, they've already had 76,702,000 people that were killed under Communist China. And that's what? What years were that? That was 1949 and 1987, they killed 76 million people.
Right.
Disarmed. They were disarmed. Hitler, those people, disarmed. 21 million people.
Right.
Lenin, disarmed. Stalin, disarmed. Mao, disarmed.
Yeah.
These people were disarmed. Pol Pot, disarmed. Mm-hmm. Millions of people died because the people were not armed. That's how that works. So saying they need to protect themselves from us is ridiculous. We are supposed to be able to protect ourselves from tyrannical government. That is the whole point of this amendment, right, which this guy is obviously missing while he's passing off this propaganda.
Yeah, they want you to think it's for duck hunting and, you know, all this other stuff. There's no word hunting in the Second Amendment. They say, well, you can't have wartime weapons. I mean, that's what you need to defend yourself. You go out there with a musket, you're not going to do too well against a standing army.
I don't see the government having muskets. The government is buying all kinds of weapons
over
and billions
of rounds of bullets.
1.6 billion, that's just in addition to what they already own.
Right.
We've even got calls out for the Department of Education to buy guns. Why does the Department of Education need a gun?
Right.
Okay? What the?
They need guns to defend the school, but if they wanted
to. They're not using them in the school. The Department of Education is the government.
Yeah,
it's the federal government department. They're not teaching anybody anything.
Right.
I don't even know why they need guns. I tried to look it up. It said something about loans.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is about tyrannical government. That's the whole reason the Second Amendment was written, and people seem to be forgetting that completely.
Exactly. And it's more of the same what we've been hearing. You guys been seeing a lot of propaganda since Sandy Hook. And those things definitely are tragedies, but they're every day. I mean, there's something that you don't hear on your mainstream outlets about people protecting themselves with firearms. And I don't know why people think that, you know, I believe the government, you know, they have guns for a reason. Police have guns, military have guns, but you notice calling 911 didn't save anybody at Sandy Hook. It didn't save anybody at Columbine, or at least it didn't drastically reduce the body count thereof. So this argument that only the government should have guns is pretty ridiculous, especially when you think about things like Kent State, where only the military had guns and only unarmed civilians were killed. But they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about Kent State
and
other. You know, they don't want to talk about Fast and Furious.
Where are the statistics from that?
Yeah, but they want to get up here and cry about the kid. Well, I didn't actually see any tears come out of Obama's eyes, but you know, each his own. But yeah, they want to talk about that stuff, and it is a tragedy. But there's other people who protect themselves. They protect their families and also kids, as we showed you, protect themselves in their homes.
Yeah, and throughout history, I mean, history has shown, especially in the 20th century, the biggest killer was government. It was democide. And most of those people were disarmed when that happened. That was the biggest killer. It wasn't cancer, it wasn't illnesses, it wasn't plague. Government was killing people. And now they're talking about repeal the Second Amendment, save us from each other. What you're going to have to save yourself from is the government, because they're going to be they have the most arms. They have the most bullets. They're going to have all the power, and we're just going to be defenseless.
Right. And, I mean, the thing that you guys didn't hear about, or maybe you did hear about it because it was somewhat of it was a big issue, but it didn't make too much news here in the States. That guy in China, I believe it was, ran around with a knife and slashed, 22 people?
Yes.
At the school?
He locked himself in a kindergarten classroom and slashed
a bunch of kids. Yeah, with his fully automatic
You're talking about shooting.
No. I'm joking. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
She's snarky.
What?
She couldn't catch my sarcasm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the guy with his fully automatic knife running around slashing people, but they don't want to talk about that. They won't talk about Sandy Hook. They won't talk about Columbine. Then you get these videos with these celebrities with their armed bodyguards living on compounds way out somewhere where you don't even know where they are, and they're telling you that you shouldn't have a gun. Well, to be fair to those celebrities, they said they want to demand a plan. This is my question to celebrities. What plan are you talking about? That's the next video I want to see. These mayors for gun control or whatever, that's the next video I want to see from all those celebrities in that video. What's the plan you were talking about? Because you guys have had a lot of criticism. You've got it from us. You've got it from Fox News. So what plan are you talking about? That's my challenge to these celebrities.
Yeah, is it the plan to keep making movies where you blow 100 people away and get paid fat cash to do
so,
and then turn around and talk about gun control?
Right. I mean, like, that video had two of the biggest action stars in the world right now. You know, I'm sure you guys can just watch the video and see. And they're telling you right now. Demand a plan right now. I'm like, bro, why don't you stop making movies with
gun violence
right now?
Where you blow people away with guns.
Now, I'm not one of those people who think, you know, if you watch a movie, play a video game, that makes you violent. But I think it's really hypocritical of these people to make millions of dollars off these violent action movies where they, you know, they promote gun violence as the main way to deal with the problem, with the threat. And then they say, right now, you should turn in your guns. But, yeah, celebrities, make your new video. I'd be eager to see it. And, hey, if you really come out and say what your plan is, I'll play it here on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And we need to call out this propaganda for what it is. Because the bottom line is the Second Amendment was written to protect us against government tyranny. It's not written to protect you, basically, against the guy down the street. And it's not written about hunting. The bottom line is they wrote that in there because they knew. That's what this country was founded on. They knew what it was like to be in a tyrannical government situation, right, where they take away people's guns. And the next thing that always happens, historically, is people die. Disarmed citizens is democide. People die. So I'm disgusted.
And the thing about me, it's got me about this Sandy Hook shooting even more than Columbine, I noticed. Everybody's blaming everybody except the guy who pulled the trigger. Allegedly, or whatever.
Allegedly.
Yeah, so I mean, it's Bushmaster's fault, even though reports are saying now that he left that Bushmaster rifle in the car. He didn't even take it into school. We'll see if that comes to light. They're blaming the gun, they're blaming the NRA, they're blaming everything except the guy who actually pulled the trigger.
No, they jumped right on. I mean,
they're blaming video. I mean, it's everybody's fault.
Okay, when have you ever seen government work fast? And the president had a violence task force put together in what, like 4 days?
Yeah.
2 days?
Right.
That was already, obviously this was all a plot. I mean, from the get. But I mean, the bottom line is we need to figure out what the Second Amendment was for. Because people seem to be forgetting that fact. And it has nothing, and to say semi-automatic weapons need to be banned, that just means a weapon fires a bullet every time you pull the trigger. That's like every weapon, every gun everybody has. That's basically a semi-automatic weapon.
Yeah, and I mean, like, they try to make a big deal about it. I mean, the semi-automatic, a semi-automatic pistol is really no better than a revolver. Actually, I'd prefer a revolver because it's not going to jam.
And the bottom line is that they need to remember Connecticut had an assault weapons ban in place when this happened, and the guy stole the guns from his mom, so all this regulations and fingerprinting and all this stuff, that's not going to change anything.
I mean, criminals
this would not have saved anybody.
Yeah, criminals are still going to get guns. I mean, look at all these other countries who have stricter gun laws than we do.
The UK.
People get guns. I mean, if you have a new weapons ban, all it's going to do is keep law-abiding citizens from being able to protect themselves and their family, and lo and behold, a tyrannical government. Because, well, I mean, what law would this guy fall in when he stole the gun from his mom, took it to a school, and then opened fire?
Yeah,
broke in. How many? That's three,
like,
felonies right there?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Before he even walked into school, the guy had at least three felonies.
He committed a bunch of crimes. Yeah,
I mean,
so it's not saving anybody.
No.
And the bottom line is, this mainstream media is just continuously attacking our rights, and they're saying, give up your rights. You want the state to be the only ones with weapons. Well, all you need to do is go look it up. Check out history. Look it up.
I got to say something. I'm tired of Barack Obama, our president, saying we and us and Americans agree with me, and we want this, and our country wants. I'm like, no, I don't want your brand, Barack Obama.
We aren't dropping bombs with drones in other countries.
Yeah, I'm not running guns into Mexico and drugs back out, and then acting like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
we aren't doing nothing.
I don't know if Eric Holder was involved in that before even Eric Holder was even mentioned as a suspect. Well, I don't know what Eric Holder's been doing down there. He didn't get on there and cry for those kids he kills with drones over there in Pakistan and all around the world.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. We aren't doing anything. I hope this article makes people buy more guns.
Nah, I bought some.
I'm about to go buy some guns.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's at the inverse effect.
I'm disgusted.
People are buying. And my deal is, don't buy guns out of fear. I mean, don't rush out and just buy a gun just to have one. People say, I'm not gonna say the names. You've
don't
heard people say,
don't buy guns out of fear, but exercise your rights while you still.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely that. I'm not saying buy a gun. I'm just saying don't go buy a gun out of fear. And if you do go buy a gun, get trained. You know, I mean, I'm not Rambo. I'm not tactically proficient, but I know basic class work. You know how to operate a gun. So, just don't let these people take your rights away.
I'll give up my gun when the government does.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, it's not not pushing for a gun-free world. It's not like they're going to just blow up all guns and we go back to slingshots and all that. They're going to keep their guns.
Yeah, they are.
And Joe Biden's got a nice Beretta. He said himself
a pretty
nice
Dianne Feinstein's packing, too.
Yeah.
But she wants to take your guns.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. America.
Yeah, I mean, Obama's big SUV, I saw it on, Discovery History Channel. They got shotgun ports in the front seat. Those guys got submachine guns, but hey, and that's another thing.
And they're telling, as they're driving it down the street, you'll be safer without your gun.
Yeah. And then his kids go to a school with 11 armed guards.
That sounds like
a prison.
But my kids get to go to a gun-free zone.
Right.
Where obviously gun-free zone means absolutely nothing to somebody who wants to get a gun illegally, by the way, and shoot up a school if they want to. Totally.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
That's it. I'm just disgusted. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Melissa Melton.
And I'm Ja'Kari Jackson, and she is really mad.
Dang, I am mad. I'm mad. No.
All right, so there you go. And as Kurt Nimmo has pointed out in a new article posted on PrisonPlanet.com, more people are killed by hammers and clubs than rifles. So if we follow the logic of Congress and we use FBI statistics, the government should outlaw hammers and clubs. And that wouldn't make very much sense. That would be like banning 75-watt light bulbs or something. But wait a minute, they are banning 75-watt light bulbs. Right now, stores may sell their existing stock, but a new federal law is preparing to phase out production and importation of 75-watt light bulbs. Man, we warned you this was going to happen, and now here it is. The government instead is insisting that we replace our light bulbs with the dangerous and hazardous mercury-leaking efficient light bulbs. So, isn't that special? All right, we're going to switch gears real quick and take a look at a new report by David Knight. It is titled Trends in the Battle for Liberty, and this takes a look at the major battles for the Bill of Rights last year and how the battlefield is shaping up for 2013. Here's David Knight.
I'm David Knight for the InfoWars Nightly News. Now, every year at New Year's, it's customary to think back at public figures who have passed from the scene. And while there have been some great leaders in the cause of individual freedom and dignity who passed this year, Russell Means immediately comes to mind, I thought it'd be interesting for us to think back at liberties that have died this year, and maybe some places where we've gained. Well, the year began with the government declaring war on our right to trial by jury with the NDAA. Rolling back hundreds of years of safeguards, Obama signed it into law last New Year's Eve, claiming he didn't want it, then fought relentlessly in the courts to keep it, and won there. Meanwhile, the Senate, after claiming the NDAA did nothing to trial by jury, rejected Paul's amendment, basically restating the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution, settled on a head fake amendment by Feinstein, and then leadership threw the amendment out. And while we're talking about replacing due process with star chamber procedures, let's remember that the TSA is accusing and punishing people in secret. Doug Hagman helped us break the story about Wade Hicks, who was pulled off of a plane and stranded in Hawaii after being secretly put on a no-fly list. And like some nightmare from a Kafka novel, he could get no response from the bureaucracy as to why he was put on the list, no opportunity to defend himself against the charges, and no information about his current status. And that's not an isolated case. Well, how about the right to life itself? How about the right to make decisions about your own health care? In June 2012, Chief Supreme Court Justice Roberts suddenly and inexplicably reversed his position on Obamacare and signed on to the idea that government can coerce, mandate, and deny health care. That the government can micromanage every individual's health care choices. But what about the right to not violate your conscience by being forced to contribute to eugenics abortion funding? Beginning January the 1st, Hobby Lobby is facing fines of $1.3 million per day for not providing birth control to its employees as mandated by the federal government. And Sonia Sotomayor, Obama's Supreme Court appointee, denied an emergency stay on the fine while the case is being appealed. Well, how about the right to peacefully assemble and redress the government for grievances? H.R. 347, signed by Obama last March, criminalizes as a federal offense many aspects of protest when the Secret Service is present. And it puts the no free speech zones on steroids. As Representative Justin Amash of Michigan explained, the bill expands current law to make it a crime to enter or remain in an area where an official is visiting, even if the person does not know it's illegal to be in that area and has no reason to suspect it's illegal. How about fair and honest elections? Remember all the corruption in the GOP primaries in Iowa, Maine, Nevada, and other states? How about that phony scripted voice vote that Boehner announced at the GOP convention? Looking at the TSA, 2012 saw them expanding their Fourth Amendment violations beyond the airports while training state employees to do the same. Well, since the government thinks that it's God, it has to be omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. They want to know if you're sleeping, they want to know if you're awake, and they want to know if you've been bad or good. So it's no surprise that this year the government reauthorized FISA, their warrantless wiretapping program. With the NSA's $2 billion Utah data center fortress coming online in September 2013, Did anyone really think there was going to be a review of the legality of FISA? As Wired magazine quoted one senior intelligence official, everybody's a target. And they have so much storage that they have yottabytes worth of data. That's right, a yottabyte. Not that kind of Yoda. A trillion terabytes. It will capture all forms of communication, including the complete contents of private emails, cell phone calls, and internet searches, as well as all sorts of personal data trails, parking receipts, travel itineraries, bookstore purchases, and other digital pocket litter. Well, all of our liberties are under constant attack. Many are dead, but even the dead ones can be revived, and people are beginning to wake up. If they want to watch us, we're going to watch them back. Authoritarian attempts to prosecute citizens for filming police doing their job in public have consistently been shot down by the courts. They even tried to sentence one man to multiple 15-year sentences. Attempts to censor the internet, SOPA, PIPA, ACTA, even a recent UN treaty have been beaten back by public resistance. But they will continue to attack, and we must continue to defend our internet freedom. A major blow was dealt to the war on drugs and to prohibition this year with the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and Washington. Even more importantly, the measures are state nullification of federal unconstitutional laws and in other acts of defiance of federal unconstitutional laws, both the states of Virginia and Michigan passed anti-NDAA bills this year. Bills in Texas will come up in 2013 to nullify both the NDAA and TSA sexual assaults. And pastors who have been tranquilized and silenced for 60 years by IRS rules woke up en masse this year. Over 1,500 pastors defied unconstitutional laws restricting free speech by violating IRS gag rules, audio taping their violations, and sending them to the IRS. But the key fight this year is going to be the right of the people to keep and bear arms. People from potheads to pastors are waking up to federal tyranny. Will we be able to convince liberals that a government that violates every one of our recognized civil liberties, a government that wants to track every detail of your life, a government that wants to deny legal protections that have stood against tyranny for centuries? Can we convince civil libertarians that this government cannot be trusted with a monopoly of force? Will we stand up en masse to declare that the Second Amendment is the line in the sand? We'll find out this year. I'm David Knight with InfoWars Nightly News.
All right. Thank you, David Knight. That was another great report. Now, before we go to break, it is time once again for the quote of the day. When government goes to the bathroom, flowers come out. Well, that can only be Alex Jones. When did John Bound find that one? And speaking of Alex Jones, when we come back, Alex will sit down and talk with John McAfee, who recently returned to the United States, and he claims he has some hard-hitting evidence that he retrieved from computers he donated to the Belizean government. Alex Jones with John McAfee when we return.
Northwoods.
Gulf of Tonkin.
Gladio.
Kent State.
Ruby Ridge.
Waco.
Oklahoma City.
The World Trade Center.
The Pentagon.
Shanksville.
Hurricane Katrina.
Fast and furious.
Fast and furious.
Fast and furious.
How many more?
How many more?
How many more false flags?
How many more?
How many more government buildings?
How many more innocent people?
How many more?
How many more?
What has been the number one cause of unnatural death in history?
Democide, or death by government, has killed 290 million people on record.
290 million people. Killed.
Killed.
290 million.
Killed by government.
The government. The number one killer in history is democide.
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 Death by government.
Look it up.
Go look it up.
In the 20th century, government murdered four times as many people as were killed in all the international and domestic wars combined.
USSR, 61,911,000 people killed.
Hitler's Germany, nearly 21 million people killed.
Japan's imperialism, nearly 6 million people killed.
Western colonization killed over 50 million people.
Pol Pot's Cambodia, funded by the U.S. government,
2 million people killed.
China's Communist Party, as many as 76 million people killed between 1949 and 1987.
And the list goes on and on.
So now you know the most dangerous thing to you and your family in the world is government.
Because mass murderers agree, gun control works.
Disarming citizens is democide.
Disarming citizens is democide.
Disarming people is democide.
How many people have died because of Fast and Furious?
No more false flags.
Enough.
Enough.
It's enough.
Now is the time.
It's time.
It's time to realize that when the government takes your guns, people die.
It's time to realize the biggest threat to you and your family is government.
It's time to recognize government is the greatest killer of all time.
It's time.
Demand a plan.
Demand.
Demand a plan.
Demand a plan right now.
As a free human being.
As an American.
As an American.
As an American citizen.
As a patriot.
For your children.
Demand to know why you and your children are forced into gun-free zones while government officials, celebrities, and their children are protected by armed guards.
Demand they show you the word hunting in the Second Amendment.
Demand to know why the government shipped thousands of guns to Mexican drug cartels.
Demand our government stops blowing up federal buildings.
Demand that our troops stop protecting opium fields in Afghanistan and come home.
Demand the government stop this phony drug war.
Demand to know why the Department of Homeland Security bought more than 1.6 billion hollow point bullets with our money.
Demand our government stop poisoning our food supply with genetically modified organisms.
Demand that President Obama stops killing innocent women and children all around the world with his illegal drone attacks.
Demand an end to these unconstitutional wars.
Demand that the TSA stop groping our genitals at the airport.
Demand that the NSA stop illegally spying on all of us all the time.
Demand that toxic fluoride be removed from the water supply.
Demand our politicians uphold the Constitution and Bill of Rights as they swore to when they took office.
It's time.
It's time for our leaders to act like leaders.
It's time for our leaders to read the Constitution.
It's time for our leaders to obey the Constitution.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Because a well-regulated militia with 10-round magazines wouldn't last very long.
Demand an end to citizen disarmament.
Government-sponsored terror.
And democide.
Democide. Death by government.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
We are sick and tired of our tyrannical government taking away our rights.
Stop stealing our rights.
Our rights.
Our rights.
How many more people does government have to kill?
Enough.
Enough.
Enough already.
Enough.
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 Enough of the people laying down and letting government kill them en masse after disarming them as they've done throughout history over and over again. Enough. Enough to laying down and letting these criminals use us up like slaves. Really enjoy it when the globalists try to poison us, and we resist them via a free market system. Hello, my fellow info warriors. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. Now, you know that the globalists are filling our water with radioactive isotopes, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And one of the few systems that can efficiently and economically remove or reduce down to non-detectable levels these poisons are gravity-fed filters. And ProPure is the top of the line. Their filters are impregnated with silver, a natural antibiotic. On top of that, they're bigger, so they filter faster. You don't have to prime these the first time you use them. It's amazing. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart link to see the entire family of these babies. Now, the fluoride they add to our water is so tiny that most filters can't cut it out. But ProPure has their system that will, again, reduce it to non-detectable levels, almost get all of it out of there. That's also available. And if you look at the different systems they offer, the ProPure Big Brush Finish is on a stand, so it's easier on a table or at your restaurant or wherever you have it to go up with a glass or a mug and fill it up. Then there's this big baby right here, the ProPure King Large Version. Got a lot of different options that come with it. Also, they have the ProPure Big, probably one of the best values out there. And of course, it's burnished stainless steel. And then what I use on my RV, something that's great for your hunting cabin or the back porch, is the ProPure Traveler. Small and portable, but packs a huge punch, cleans out all that garbage. They also have a glass sight spigot, so you don't have to take the top off and look in the bottom area to see how much water. You can see how fast it's filtering with this optional system. The globalists obviously are hitting us through our water. It's time to take control of our lives. It's time to not give our children and families these poisons. And these systems cut it down to non-detectable levels across the board. ProPure is the name. I only promote what I believe in. And I use ProPure in my home and my office. And I recommend that you check out the information on ProPure at InfoWars.com. We already have the lowest price at InfoWars.com on the ProPure gravity filter system. But when you add in the 10% off when InfoWarriors use the product code WATER at InfoWars.com, nobody can top it. So again, it's a win-win-win. Stop drinking the poison water. Checkmate the globalists when it comes to your health, and support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing here. You know, many revolutionaries rob banks and things and kidnap people for funds. We promote in the free market the products we use that are about preparedness. That's how we fund this revolution against the New World Order in our move to restore our constitutional republic and a spirit of 1776 worldwide. Check it out at InfoWars.com. ProPure, top of the line, number one, most powerful and effective and economical gravity-fed water system in the world. ProPure, available, discounted at InfoWars.com. Don't forget product code WATER to save 10%. It's the latest generation, years in development. ProPure is the name. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. John McAfee, who has just been all over the headlines the last few months, is going to be joining us here in a moment via audio Skype. And he's back in the United States. He's in California right now, hanging out with friends. I had a chance to talk to him during the break here. And obviously, you don't need me to recap the whole saga of him inventing the McAfee software antivirus of the same name, the most famous antivirus software out there, and then being down in Belize, all these different businesses, and then having a neighbor end up dying, and then hiding from the police, then going across the border into Guatemala and being captured. Well,
I guess because of a photo that was sent out by somebody that could geolocate where he was at. And now, first he was back to the U.S., then to England, now back to the U.S. We'll get him to recap his travels and what's going on. But he's got big breaking news here. And we were wanting to get him on about a week ago just to get an update. And then finally we were able to get through to him. And they're like, hey, yeah, he wants to come on your show and break the news that's now up at his blog, but give details on it, of a clear and present danger of Hezbollah in Belize. And we'll show viewers a document cam of this before we go to John. And I'm like, okay, come on. You know, John admits he did a hoax about bath salts and stuff. You know, he likes to be a practical joker. I don't think he killed his neighbor. A lot of police don't as well. A lot of criminologists. But, I mean, come on, is this another joke? But then I start looking at the articles. And Times of Israel, Iran Hezbollah established training base in Nicaragua. That's right by Belize in the island of Roatan. Hezbollah hooks up with Mexican drug cartels, Business Insider, and just a bunch of other WikiLeaks, U.S. Embassy in Belize show Hezbollah in Belize for years. And just a whole bunch of news articles talking about this. So this is really getting wild. But truth is stranger than fiction. So we're going to hear him out. And we're also going to put his blog up on screen for you, whoisjohnmcafee.com. He joins us right now. John, thank you for coming on with us. Before we get into this latest breaking thing in this saga, recap for people your adventure, what happened, getting back to the U.S., the geolocating with the photo. Recap for a few minutes of that, because people want to be brought up to speed who may not have caught all of it. And then let's get into the latest chapter in Bizarro World.
All right. Well, I think from my latest post, it should be very clear to everyone why I was reluctant to turn myself over to the Belizean authorities. I did manage to escape Belize and the company with two reporters from Vice magazine, one of whom took a photograph as soon as we got into Guatemala and published it with the geolocation. So immediately the Guatemalan authorities began to look for me. I managed to make it to Guatemala City, where I contacted my lawyer, who was the ex-attorney general for the country of Guatemala, an excellent lawyer. I was arrested, but he filed a long series of papers with the courts that would have kept me there for years. The Guatemalan government sat down with me and negotiated my extradition to the States, which is exactly what I wanted at that time, and here I am. And I think it should be clear now, because now that I'm in the States, I feel safe to disclose the information that I had known about for over 6 months, and that is the country of Belize has been accepting Hezbollah terrorists at the rate of about 10 per month for a couple of years, changing their identities, giving them European names, and then handling them, shifting them off into Guatemala, then across Honduras into northern Nicaragua to a training base, and also a base where they are manufacturing rice and powder, weapons grade. That is being transported north into Mexico along with the terrorists and in league with the Zeta drug cartels. The rice and powder using the same drug routes that they ship hundreds of tons of cocaine through. The rice is being delivered into the States. Much of this has been documented in the press in bits and pieces. I think if you read the blog and listen to especially the 15-minute segment of the Belizean official talking about the process, its origin, and the names of the people involved, I think you can tell that this is not a joke. I mean, like practical jokes don't lean toward the dangerous. And this is indeed a dangerous allegation, a dangerous set of circumstances that I've exposed. And I, again, am going into a very low-profile mode. I'm heading into the Midwest wearing my Stetson cowboy hat, and I'll be hanging out with the ranchers that I've lived with for many years out there.
So you're back in the United States. Now, John, I know the Belizeans are famously corrupt. I've spent quite a bit of time down there since I was a small child, one of the most corrupt places in this hemisphere, undoubtedly. I mean, they leave tourists alone generally, but you know, the police are known as some of the most dangerous people. But you've also pointed out a lot of the rank and file aren't bad. It's basically the government. So I've always said better that 10 guilty men go free, that one innocent man go to jail. Of course, that's been famously quoted by many Supreme Court justices. So I'm paraphrasing, you know, something that's been out there forever. I don't think you're guilty of the death of your neighbor down the beach, but separately, at the same time, I, you know, am aware of some of the, you know, Hezbollah reports down in that neck of the woods in Central America. But what do you say to the media that would come out and say that, devil's advocate, you're just creating this story to make sure that U.S. Public servants, a.k.a. authorities, don't come and arrest you and ship you back down to Belize, that this is a, you know, conflated story thrown out there just to distract people away from your activities. I mean, look, the reason I think you're innocent is a lot of different reasons, but you were on record with tourist outfits and tours and trying to develop rainforest tinctures and things that many others have done and become fabulously wealthy. So as an inventor, that fit in. You were in the news showing people your lab. You're clearly not there producing drugs like they'd claimed, raiding you, but not finding drugs. So it's because you got raided and stuff and they couldn't bring you down. That's why I give you credibility. But then on the other side, you know, you went on the drug forums and made jokes about how you had, you know, developed some amazing, you know, new aphrodisiac drugs. So I think that counts against you. So what do you say to that?
Well, you know, I would say that, number one, the mainstream press would shy away from this story, not because of lack of credibility, but because of fear. Secondly, I think the mainstream press in bits and pieces has told this story already. The Hezbollah operative arrested in Mexico a month ago with a Belizean passport with a fake name. Now, where did he get that passport? He didn't buy it at the grocery store, didn't order it on the Internet. It was a valid Belizean passport. So it clearly is happening. Secondly, the Israeli press publicized the presence of a Hezbollah base in northern Nicaragua, and that happened again about a month or so ago. Thirdly, there's a well-known connection between the Hezbollah and the Zetas that is growing stronger day by day, and it's causing alarm. So what's wrong with linking all these together and saying, for example, the 15-minute segment of the Belizean official, that clearly is not put on. You know, the man clearly knew too much, spoke too articulately. So where did that come from? The evidence is there. Listen to the tapes, check out the stories. It's clearly not a fabrication.
Well, I know that there are a lot of different extremists and people down in that area, and the government's been trying to cover it up for a while. I mean, look at our own government funding Al-Qaeda to take over Libya and now Syria and giving Al-Qaeda more than 10,000 heat-seeking missiles. I mean, that's L.A. Times, New York Times. Let me ask you this question. You're down there. Are you saying you started to discover this was going on? I mean, you do have the interview here. When did you do the interview, and is this why they came after you? I mean, fill this in for people.
Of course, this is why they came after me. You know, you can't, if you look at the, and again, when I started this, I was only trying to, I was pissed off. They came onto my property and shot my dog, destroyed my property, stole $500,000 worth of my stuff. That pissed me off. I was angry. The only tool I have is the background and knowledge that I have to gather information. So I knew there was corruption going on. I had no clue what it was. But you start listening to people's private conversations, eventually you're going to discover something. You know, what I discovered mostly was everybody's having affairs. That's no surprise, and that wasn't much interest. But I did discover, and I think this is laid out very clearly in the blog, that among the human trafficking going on in Belize is a large number of Lebanese males coming into the country with passports from Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, and are given brand new identities, brand new names, and using handlers, handled off ultimately into America with a very dangerous package. Now that surprised me, that shocked me, and that piqued my interest.
And by the way, I want to back up what you're saying, and then let you complete what you're trying to say. Take your time here.
Yes, sir.
When you were on my show a month ago, before you went into hiding completely and then got across the border into
Guatemala,
you said on the show, you talked about your gift to the police and others of these laptops. So
yes, of course. I mean, let's get real. You know, everybody loves laptops. Everybody likes electronic gear. It's the easiest thing in the world to put keystroke logging software on a computer. In fact, you can download it from CNET for free, and it'll call home and tell you what people are doing. It's trivial.
Why did you do that? Because you were already, I mean, start at the beginning. Explain to us when you first started to hear about this and what would bring you to the point of giving people these laptops that were set up to track them and their every word.
Well, that's all I know how to do. I mean, if you're going to try to find corruption, you know, if you've got a laptop sitting in someone's house that's turned on, connected to the internet, then I can send it a signal and say, turn on the microphone. Let me hear what's happening in the background. I can turn on the camera and look at what's happening in the background. Given the keystroke logging software, we can get everybody's passwords for their email, for Facebook, for all of their private message boards. It's trivial stuff. A 12-year-old can do it. People just don't think. So, yes, I started giving it out, and of course I would give it to the police. Who else would I give it to? The police were looking for me. And the police are central in police to all the corruption. Without the enforcement and help of the police, they can't do anything. And so clearly the police were targeted for gifts, and these gifts were frequently electronic devices that I could control. So, indeed, and again, I'm not saying that what I did was correct, illegal in beliefs, or conscientiously defensible. Nevertheless, it's what I did, sir, because it's all the tools I had. They stormed my property illegally, shot my dog, destroyed my property, and stole from me. What would you do? Would you not want to get back?
And so you gave them the classic Trojan horse laptops. How many laptops did you give them?
75. And it was not just the 75 laptops. I also had friends who were helping me out. In fact, one of them is on tape on the blog describing her experience with one of the Iranians. Once these were given out and we found out who people were talking to, it was very easy to compromise other computers. All it takes is, can I borrow your computer to check my email? And while you're there, you download the software and install it. So I ended up compromising over 200 computers within the government.
Well, I'll say this. If this is for real, and there's a lot of evidence that you are for real, and this actually makes more sense now of why you had to get out of the country and why you didn't want to go into their hands, and you have mainstream news articles that back up a lot of what you're saying, then you fit the profile of a real CIA or Department of Defense type operative or mercenary, but you also have the MO as a famous, super famous developer of software. And if all this is made up, you ought to be the greatest fiction writer ever. So I tend to go with it, you know, being true or at least part of it, but this is amazing. So what can you tell us about the Ryerson?
Okay, alright, so here's what happened. Pillow talking men are the weakness. It's the stupidity of the male race. Women tend to be men's weaknesses, and I'm not being cynical here. I think I'm being realistic. And if a man falls for a woman, he will tell her anything. And so the pillow talk was astonishing. We found out that he was going down to Nicaragua, to a place called Wamblin. And they were making oil from a kind of beans. Castor beans is where ricin comes from. A single bean will kill an adult human. 1 milligram of purified ricin. In one of the text captures that we got, somebody, and it was on a young woman's computer that had no business talking about such things, talked about an MMD of 3 microns, meaning it's the mean mass density. It's the average diameter of a particulate of powder. Well, at 3 microns, it's definitely weaponized dust. You could take a kilogram of it and spray it over New York and kill every man, woman, and child in the entire city. This is a kilogram. And they're manufacturing this stuff by the ton. It was to me very, very scary. It was scary to the young woman. You may notice she said she was afraid. I brought her back and sent someone else with a little more experience. It's all for real, sir. If you read it carefully, if you listen to the audio tapes, especially of the Belizean official, it is obviously not something made up. There is way too much detailed information with names and dates for this to be manufactured.
Okay. Tell us, because people are interested, the whole story. I'm going to sit back and give you the floor. Tell us how you got into Guatemala, how you got out, that story again briefly, how you got back. And obviously, as soon as you get off the aircraft and the feds are there, and I remember seeing on the news saying, I asked, am I under arrest? And they said, no. Obviously, you've given all this to the Department of Justice. I mean, have you gotten the info to them?
No, sir, I have not. Because I do not trust the Department of Justice. I hate to say that. But think about it. They are aware of what's going on. It is impossible for the State Department and the feds not to know what's happening. And they're letting this happen. I mean,
that makes sense, because if this really is going on, they've run so many of the terror attacks. They run Al-Qaeda, at least the groups that control the State Department, Justice Department. They ran Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment. So I'm going to sit back. Start from the beginning. You've got the floor.
Okay, so how I got out. Getting out was non-trivial, because I had the entire Belizean army and the entire Belizean police force looking for me. Photographs, borders locked down tight, checkpoints on every single highway. However, I've lived in Belize for 5 years, and I knew one thing for certain. If it rains, there is no public official who is going to stand in the rain and do anything. So I waited for a day where there was 100% chance of rain all along the southern highway. We had backup plans. I had one of my friends drive one of my very high-profile trucks. Everyone knew was fine, driving about 3 miles ahead of me, so that in case he was stopped, he would radio. My anticipation was they would be swarming all over that truck and wave the next traffic through. But that was the backup. It did rain, and every single point we went through, the army was sitting in their cars, and we just drove on through all three checkpoints along the southern highway. We ended up in a town called Punta Gorda. No, sorry, not Punta Gorda. It was then a little bit south of Punta Gorda in southern Belize. And we stayed at a nice hotel. I was in disguise. Everyone else was in disguise. Amy was wearing a long blonde wig. We had a nice night early in the morning. We had friends that checked the coastline for Coast Guards. The day before, by the way, I had arranged to have someone with my name arrested in Mexico, and had that reported. So everybody in Belize was moving to the northern border to collect me as the Mexicans, transferred me back, although it was not me. The Coast Guard had left. The coast was clear. We grabbed a small fishing boat and headed down to a town called Livingston in eastern Guatemala and embarked. From that point, my plan was to go to Guatemala City. I had already arranged with my lawyer, Telesfor Guerra, who is the ex attorney general for the country of Guatemala, to file for political asylum. Unfortunately, in a little place north of Livingston called Fronteras, my two traveling companions from Bias Magazine posted a photograph that had the location within it. And from that point, things got very tense. We had to run from the Guatemalan authorities, who had been alerted by police to return me, of course. But we did make it to Guatemala City successfully. Did contact my lawyer. He did file the appropriate papers. When I was arrested, he did a series of legal maneuvers which kept them from returning me to Belize. And after negotiations with the Guatemalan government, I was then exported here to the States. I have been mostly on the move, collecting my data and collecting my thoughts and getting ready for the post. I posted this morning, and here we are, sir.
You sounded very cogent before, but a few times a little scatterbrained, who wouldn't be on the run. You really sound focused and cogent now. I've asked a lot of questions and kind of interrogated you. Again, I want to give you the floor here now to speak to the millions of people out there that one way or another end up seeing this TV show. after it first airs at PrisonPlanet.tv, break down the information, what you think they're planning with the Ryerson, what you thought when you began to learn this, and what you think the population should do with this information that you say you've discovered.
Okay. First of all, I was shocked when I did discover this. When it started falling into place, I focused all of my attention on it. It was something very frightening to me, something that I believe the world should know. I could not possibly have said anything while in Belize. And by the way, Belizean authorities on the 11th of October figured out what I knew. It was on the 15th that the second major raid took place. This is well before Gregory Fall was killed. And it was actually on the 15th that Samantha and I went underground for real. And from that point, I was more or less on the run. The information that they knew that I had is dangerous to every single member of the Belizean government, certainly the entire cabinet, certainly to John Saldivar, who is the Minister of National Security and the architect of this entire thing, certainly to the Prime Minister. I was in a very sketchy place. And I thought long and hard about how I would present this when I came back, because what I have presented is that there really is a clear and present danger to America. The amount of ricin that has been brought into the country and being produced in northern Nicaragua is astonishing. It's enough to kill every man, woman, and child on the planet. We're worrying about nuclear weapons. We're worrying about, things that we really should be looking at. The chemical warfare that the Hezbollah could unleash at any moment, at any time. Keep in mind, the Zetas have been running tons of cocaine into this country, which can be packaged exactly like they packaged prison, for years. They know the routes. They are extremely successful in putting these packages into America. They are now putting packages of ricin into America. This is an absolute fact. This is not made up. This is not a joke, and this is not an exaggeration. And people have to pay attention. And bits and pieces of this have been reported by the press for months. No one has paid any attention. It's time we looked. And by the way, you can read all of this in detail at whoismcafee.com. The blog post is long. I regret that it is long and tedious, but it is full of information, full of voice recordings and screenshots and links to what the national press has already released. This is real, people. This is not a joke. This is not something that you can't ignore.
What does your gut tell you is being planned with, quote, thousands of pounds of ricin, and how do you know it's thousands of pounds?
I know for an absolute fact, based on the number of months that have transpired and what each person is carrying out. I don't have a clue. I have no information on that, and I'm not sure I have any way of getting that information. But whatever its intended use is, it's not going to be pleasant.
Where do you go from here, John?
I go into the Midwest, where I've lived for years, and based on the comment responses to my blog, like people in Iowa say, hey, come to Iowa, you're going to be safe with us. And I'm going into a part of the world where people work hard, work honestly, and are not happy about the idea of foreigners coming onto the American soil and killing livelihoods and families. And a place where everyone is armed and capable of defending themselves, and also a place where the Hezbollah, for example, would stand out like a sore thumb.
So you're concerned then that Hezbollah may try to come after you?
Well, I'd be an idiot not to think that, wouldn't I? I mean, think about what I've just released. I've released routes and organizational links, names within the Belizean government that are protecting these people and handling these people. Of course, I have to be concerned, sir.
Well, the Belizean government works for a great extent for the Western powers, from my research. You know more about it than I do. I mean, why would our government, the State Department, not want to investigate this? I mean, obviously, there's some low-level people who are probably good. It might be good to at least get the info out to government so that some investigations get started low-level, because some of that will then trickle up. It's kind of like Fast and Furious. The higher-ups were running it, but it was lower-level people that blew the whistle. But I'm really just adding some points there. Let me cut right down to it. Do you think elements of the U.S. government want terror attacks in the U.S. so they can use that as an excuse to take more liberties?
Well, it would certainly explain why they are inactive on one of the most dangerous threats that have yet been uncovered. And clearly, sir, they know about this. This can't be news. What I'm posting on my blog can't be someone in the CIA going, oh, that's news to us. You know they know this. They have to know this. I mean, if I know it, then they know it. And they're taking no action at all. And you said that Belize works for the Western governments. It does not, sir. It got less than $500,000 from U.S. aid last year. Do you realize that it gets $25,000 for each and every illegal immigrant that they come in and give a free identity to, or a new identity? That's a lot of money.
Sure, Belize is famous for basically giving anybody a passport that wants one. I mean, clearly Belize is crawling, though, with different types of spooks and spies and people. Just amazing, because there are mainstream news articles about Hezbollah down in that area of Central America. Do you think that these people that you allege are involved in this are planning something here in the U.S., or what is their target?
Of course they are. Absolutely. The target is the U.S. There is no doubt in anyone's mind. It's the end result of this is the Hezbollah operative entering the United States through the sand drug routes, which is the easiest and safest way for them to enter. I mean, the Zeta controls the traffic, the people traffic north into America and the drug traffic.
That did come out in an Arizona Department of Public Safety document that got leaked. But look, all I can say is this. When would Iran strike? I mean, obviously, I guess if Iran got struck militarily, then the plan would be to activate these Central American sleeper cells?
You know, unfortunately, they're not in Central America, sir. They're here in America. That's where they have ended up, and hundreds per year are ending up here. So they are here now. They are armed here now, armed with this potent weapon. And when they're going to strike, I have no clue. But when they do, I will tell you, it will not be pretty, and it will make the World Trade Center tragedy look like child's play.
But the TSA is too busy looking for Al-Qaeda underneath grandma's colostomy bag. They're too busy sticking their hands down cheerleaders' pants and too busy robbing people's bags to be concerned about that. Well, or they could be letting these people in so the globalists can stage a terror attack and then blame Iran. You know, just because they claim they're working for Iran, and I'm not defending the Iranian government, I have seen Western powers too many times stage terror attacks with Muslim cutouts, John, or synthetic terrorists as a pretext, like 9/11. What's your view on 9/11, Oklahoma City, Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwoods? You're a pretty smart guy. Have you ever read about false flags, staged events, Operation Gladio, Operation Ajax?
Yeah, I have. I will say in this case, though, there's no need for the U.S. government to stage anything. That whatever event is going to be occurring is going to be real to the nth degree. And I believe the U.S. government is letting it happen. They're letting it happen either purposefully or as some people within the government have said, there are larger goals to consider. I don't know what those goals might be. I'm not privy to them.
Well, no, they get to take our guns. I guarantee you, if there is a ricin attack, they'll come take my guns and try to grab my wife's breast. I mean, it's just any excuse to dominate and control. And boy, I tell you, time will tell, John, but if you're telling the truth, and a lot of this does check out, you are going to go down in the history books as an incredibly key person. But a lot of it does make sense that you're down there in Belize, known to have Hezbollah in it. I don't know about the names you're posting or the recordings you have, but I know this is in the news. And I know our government loves to fund terrorists and allow them to attack us, or sometimes stages it. I mean, that's a fact. They stage Fast and Furious, so many other events. Now, they've given Libya and now Syria to a great extent to Al-Qaeda. They're giving them missiles. So, I mean, it's completely plausible that a successful business guy down there suddenly gets raided over and over again. They can't find anything on you. You suddenly have to get out of the country no matter what and say you have a bigger story to tell once you're out of there. But then lay hints, you know, about, hey, I've given them laptops. And then now you're out and you're saying you saw this. For the average person out there, they hear this and they go, this sounds crazy. But as much information as I have over the years, unfortunately, it actually sounds very, very probable. And I think that you believe what you're saying.
I definitely believe what I'm saying, and unfortunately it is true. And people should go to whoismcafee.com, read that latest blog post, and please spend the time to listen to the audio. You will see the authenticity, that this is not something that could possibly be staged. And check out the links that the traditional press has already published. It's happening. There is no doubt that it's happening. It's happening for real. And beliefs central to this, and they are the key player in a plot to bring down America. And
let me say this. If this was true, and the so-called U.S. government knew you knew this, they would have probably arrested you and trumped something up. So you were smart, if this is true, to keep your mouth shut until you got here. Now that you're here, you're smart, if this is true, to put it all out there, because now they have no reason to come set you up, because that would only draw attention to what you've said. I got to say this. Either way you slice this, you're a smart guy, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. I hope I'm smart enough to stay breathing for a while longer.
All right, John McAfee, thank you so much for joining us. And when can we get another update from you on this?
Well, you know, I'm going to be publishing more. I'm going to go give details on each of the names that the public official has named in that audio tape, and provide details on every one of them.
And you're ready for the mainstream media. You're ready for the mainstream media to contact you. You're ready to get the story out.
Well, you know, I think the mainstream media is going to go very cautiously. I mean, you know, the mainstream media does not have much balls, sir. You are one of the few people with the balls to take this bull by the horns and allow me to say something. It takes courage, and there's not much of that happening in the world today.
Well, just to be clear in closing, I have not sat there and gone through everything you're saying or everything you're claiming. I know that there's reported Hezbollah down there in that area. Obviously you're a person of interest in the media. So we want to hear your perspective on what you're saying about this. Again, I don't know if it's true. But I know that there is reports of Hezbollah and other groups down there. I know our government's protected these people. And I think it's a very, you know, very strange twist. That you've given people computers and done all this, but I think in the final equation, we're going to find out. In closing, what other interviews are you going to be doing?
Today, none, sir. Today, I'm heading into the safest part of our country, where I have friends that will be happy to let me blend into the populace, and I will feel safe once I've done that. Right now, I'm not exactly feeling safe.
All right. Well, stay in touch, John, and we'll certainly continue to track this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, folks. Well, there goes John McAfee. And again, time will tell in this story how much of this is entirely true, how much of it is paranoia. I don't know about the specific players he has on his website. The one point I would probably add is government gives, you know, children free laptops that taxpayers paid for, and then key logs all their strokes on record and watches the kids at home. And that's what iPhones do. That's what all these smart devices do. These are all Trojan horses or rings of Mordor, rings of Sauron given to you, but in the darkness bind you. And people say, well, then why do you use it? Well, I can use the technology to fight the globalist, one foot in, one foot out, as a way to get into the matrix and warn people. His story, I mean, I see as a computer guy, okay, they go after him. then he tries to act like, oh, let's be friends as the payoff, because they, you know, wanted the payoff. He gives them a bunch of boots and laptops and other things. I mean, it's just an incredible story. And so much of it has turned out to be true. He is either telling the truth, or he's partially telling the truth and has become paranoid, which can happen, or he is one of the best liars and storytellers that I've ever seen. Guys, raise your hands. You think he is full of it, or you think he's telling the truth? Okay, so you want it to be true, Marcos. What about you, Jakari? You think he's telling the truth for the most part. Is there a way to hook those mics up where you can actually come on air with me? Let's hook them up like that. So you think it's, you know what, Jakari? I mean, I've got this one mic. Come on in here in studio, pull up a chair, and you can shout at me. People will be able to hear you. You know, I want to do that. I want to get it hooked up where you guys can talk to me in there, and then I can talk to you, because sometimes I want to bounce stuff off of you. What do you make of all of this?
It's quite a tale, you know, just to hear something like that and just to see how he's been able to transverse from one location to another. That's the most interesting thing, I think, about him. You know, he'll
That's what a real CIA spy acts like.
Yeah, because he says, yeah, I made it to this location, now I made it to that location. And that was my thought when I was hearing his story. I was like, why does this guy keep telling everybody where he's going to be? You know, that's the biggest question I had.
Well, that's just like he said, I'm going to stay here, and kept saying I'm in Belize when he was really in Guatemala.
Right.
He's probably not even in Northern California.
No, I could believe that as well, because that was my thought. I was like, why would this guy be telling people where he's going if he's really going to be in that location? I was thinking, okay, he said he's going to move.
Yeah, so what's happening is overall he's telling the truth, but he's also putting out disinfo.
Right.
Well, I mean,
I believe that.
I mean, it's pretty amazing, though, that he gave him all these laptops.
Right.
And he said that in the interview when he was still in Belize.
Right.
He said that, but he said, I will reveal more.
It's an interesting thing, because I was laughing about that, because we were laughing just a second ago. I was like, is he listening to us right now? Because here's a guy who says he knows about the back doors, because people say, oh, you're crazy, Alex Jones, you're crazy, and for what, you think people can listen to you on your microphones? You think people can watch you on your cameras? Here's the guy, the software guy, antivirus McAfee, telling you he can watch you on your laptop.
But it's absolute that they give you their system. It's right. Designed where they can flip it on and listen to you
right. And
watch you. It's designed to see everything you're typing.
Exactly.
I mean, you can erase your history in your phone or on your computer, but it's still there
exactly. For
them. And it's still on the phone. You know, you can't even get rid of the photos.
That's true.
Forever, they are embedded on there.
Right.
And
don't resell your phones. Throw them away. Beat them up. Throw them in the dumpster. Don't
burn them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not that we're doing something wrong, but why even have walls on our houses? I mean, all houses should be glass. Look, I know Hezbollah is down there. See, if he came out and said, oh, it's Hezbollah, they're a terrible threat to America, our government's good, I'd be like, okay, but he's like, no, the government's going to let it happen to take our rights. I mean, right. it's just all checks out. I don't know about the particular people. I don't know about these recordings. That's all on his site. We're not covering that. We're not going there with names and things. Mm-hmm. It's just very, very interesting. And if it is true, it needs to be investigated. If it isn't true, then he needs to get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. I mean, he's been able to stay one step ahead so far. So now, is he in danger of being extradited, or, you know, what's his deal?
You know, that was one question I meant to get to him, is like, are they talking about extraditing you or whatever? But that's in the news as well. Right now, there's no talk about that. But there's not very good relations between the, quote, United States and Belize. But there really are. And the government kind of acts like they're not down there. But really, they want to leave that as a zone open so they can play games. Well, time will tell, but I hope that this Ryerson attack isn't real, or I hope it wasn't locals bragging and trying to impress people. But, man, it is going to turn into one hell of a story. You know they're going to make a movie out of this.
Yeah, I can definitely see this. Whatever way it turns out, yeah, definitely.
Jakari, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this Friday, the 4th day of January, 2013. Transmission. Great job to Darren McBreen doing the earlier part. Plug here. By the start of next week, we'll probably be sold out, unless I hold back a few more that are going down the street, of InfoWars magazine. And that's a good thing because it's key information. You can buy them in bulk of groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. Well, it's like $14 for 10 of them, and it's even less per copy if you go up to 100. It's like a big color book, glossy, to give people. And it's 2013, the year America dies. Globalists have conquered governments. Now they want to conquer the people. Very important article. And it just goes over the NDAA and the entire police state grid. Infowarsstore.com or Infowarsshop.com will get you there. And it gets into the First Amendment and the war on photographers and Obamacare and just the whole New World Order system. It's got the artwork of Anthony Frieda in it. Just really amazing information. Look at this. Travel to Yemen. Visit one of the eight beautiful countries we haven't.
I like this one.
We're currently bombing.
Behind. They're going to hit you with a drone.
Absolutely. A guy put signs up like that in New York and they arrested him. It was like an NYPD sign as a joke. And they arrested him for terrorism.
Yeah.
Because you don't impersonate us. You don't do political satire of us.
Right.
I mean, when it obviously wasn't theirs. I mean, it just shows total tyranny. And it just continues. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, be sure and get InfoWars magazine while it is still available. And I'd say it supports us. It really supports liberty. I sell these at cost. The subscription is $59 a year for 12. That's because each copy is over $2 to mail to you because we do it in an envelope. It would be a little less if we did it folded than with a sticker on it, but then it screws them all up.
Right.
We might do that to maybe next year drop the price of the subscription a little bit, but whatever. Point is, it gets the word out, and you get a physical record that can't be web, 2.0, internet kill switch garbage. This is our answer to the internet kill switch. And never fear. I think it'll be, tomorrow or so. I think on Saturday I'm going to have them send out the mass email to all of the folks that are at Infowars.com/newsletter to get the free e-copy. And you flip right through it like it's a magazine. You can click on the links, click on the articles, click on the text, and it'll take you there. So you have a digital copy of that, and be sure and save it on your hard drive. We're just trying to do new things. It's been a big success. We're going to start syndication soon to other cities where they can have our national content or global content and then their local content. I just wanted to make it successful first. Folks that franchise it can do it however they wish to make it profitable. We can make it profitable right now. We just have it paying for itself right now. But it's going to move into profitability just via the subscriptions. So go today. Because it is breaking even right now, but if we get enough subscriptions, it'll actually be able to make a little profit, which again is important because we have to make money to be able to do more things and resist the globalists to get more researchers, more fact checkers, more researchers and put out more information. You saw last night the video we put out, that is, titled,
Demand a Real Plan.
Yes, Demand a Real Plan to counter Mayor Bloomberg, Demand a Plan.
Right.
That's extremely powerful. Get that video out. To everybody, it's up at Infowars.com and on our YouTube channel right now. So that's it for this edition of Infowars Nightly News. The ProPure water filter is discounted with the promo code WATER. Infowarsstore.com. All the books, the films, the materials, the t-shirts that help get the word out and meet like-minded people, wear your colors proudly. It's all up there at Infowarsstore.com or call 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day to order via phone as well. And the P.O. box is on the site at Infowarsstore.com. Okay, we'll see you back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. for the live Sunday transmission. I will be live and back Monday, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. This is the battle for the Republic and the battle for freedom worldwide.